Power FM's Breakfast with Nicks.
What happens when you have that awkward moment when somebody sends you a text message and you look at it and you just go, not sure that's what they wanted to send? Either that or I'm not really sure how to reply to this. It has got everybody in a little bit of trouble at some stage. And I know I'm a pretty quick texter, and I've just changed from an iPhone 4 to an iPhone 5, and the touchpad is very different. So I'm struggling. I sort of had to slow down my texting, and I'm finding that everything is being predictive text corrected. Not necessarily to the words we want to say. A mate of mine sent me a text message the other day, and it started getting me thinking, because he sent me a text message and it didn't really make sense. He was talking about how much he missed his girlfriend. Literally all he said is, it really suits me when my missus goes home, dot, dot, dot. And I thought, oh, that's a bit awkward. Is he being a bit tongue-in-cheek? And I'm thinking, oh, maybe it's he's doing that sort of, you know, when you get yourself in a mindset and you think, you know, the other way around from what you actually think to try and make yourself more positive. But no, it just turns out that he sent me another text message saying, that's not what I meant to say. Autocorrect has changed it. And I've had this so many times recently. And I've been trying to work out why we're getting more and more text messages that have these awkward autocorrects in it. And then I realized, when I was talking to my hubby the other day, because he sends me some really weird text messages sometimes, and I'm just like, that doesn't make sense. So I just ignore it. I'm just like, meh, whatever. But I found out that Siri does the talk to text. So I thought, well, let's give it a shot, and I'm going to see how Siri goes when I ask her to do some text for me. Siri, text hubby.
What is your husband's name?
You know my husband's name. It's in his hubby.
I don't understand. You know my husband stated you happy. What is your husband's name?
Lindsay. Tick, tick, tick. I'm waiting, Siri. Which Lindsay? Oh, wow. There's only one. All right, Siri. Let's try texting and see what happens. Okay, Siri, this is what I want to say in my text. Hey, babe, just wondering if you could pick up the milk on your way home. And can you also stop by and get the stuff that we left at your mum's place? Thanks. Love you. Bye. Okay, Siri, now you've got all the information. You've got a little thinking button on. I've told you what I want in my text message. What are you going to say? Okay, here comes the text message now. I'm going to read it out. Siri, this is where you're going to get me in trouble, because the text message you've now said is, hey babe, just wondering if you could pick up milk on your way home and die. Can also stop by and get some stuff any month after left there. Thanks, love you, bye. Yeah, no, that wasn't exactly what I was trying to say, Siri. Siri just told me, okay, to forget it. Siri, I'm done with you. We were talking about Siri and Siri, how she stuffs up text messages. She couldn't get my text message to my hubby right. Letitia, have you had a similar situation?
I instantly texted my husband one day on the way home saying, do we need milk and bread? Siri decided to translate it to, damn, I need milking bed. a little bit of a different meaning.
Oh, that is so awkward. What did your husband say?
He just sent back, we might need to talk about that later.
It is always awkward, Siri. She can't get anything right. It is 98.1 Power FM, Brekkie with Nicks. After 8:30 this morning, Jason from My Kitchen Rules will be joining me. 98.1 Power FM, it is Brekkie with Nicks. We are doing it for Harvey Norman Muswellbrook Fair. That's Iggy Azalea with Fancy, and I'll tell you what's pretty fancy. What this couple have done to their house. This is in the US. A couple have painted their house to look like the house in Up. You know the movie Up with the balloons and then the house takes off? Well, the house, to give you an idea of what the house looks like, it's a Victorian-style manor, very ornate, but each kind of facade of the house is painted a different colour. I've actually posted a picture of it on our Facebook site, so head to facebook.com/981powerfm to check out the photo. I think it's awesome, but the neighbours aren't so happy with it. Apparently, the street are angry. They are very, very mad that they have done this. It's an old historic area of the States, and the neighbours have come out saying, look, it's just not in keeping with the theme of the street. Seriously, it's their house. Can't they really do what they want to do? This is the tough situation because this is where neighbourhood disputes start. Somebody does something like this and before you know it, you're not talking to your neighbours and you become bitter, bitter enemies. Now, this happened to a friend of mine. His family and their neighbours were not friends. They didn't speak. And it all came down to one issue. When he was younger, they had a lemon tree in their backyard. The lemon tree was on their land. The roots went underneath the fence and the lemon tree hung over the two sides of the fences. So he was up the lemon tree and he was picking some lemons, took the lemons from the other side of the fence. The neighbours were so mad. They were like, they are our lemons. And they're like, well, hang on, the tree's on our property. No, they were our lemons because they were overhanging into our property. The two families never, ever spoke again. Neighbourhood disputes can be so tough. What do you do with them? 654-11981. I want to know, do you have a neighbourhood dispute? Have you had one? Maybe you've even had to move out because you can't live with your neighbours anymore. I know that it happens. We see it all the time. It can be the simplest of things. Maybe your neighbour's using your bin, putting stuff in your bin that you don't want, and it's firing you up. This is the chance to get it off your chest. 654-11981. We are taking your calls. What is your neighbourhood dispute? 98.1 Power FM. It is Brekkie with Nick. 654-11981 this morning. We are taking your calls on feuding neighbours. David from Scone, you have an incident. You're having an incident with your neighbour at the moment.
We've actually got an ongoing one. Is that okay if I tell you about that?
Absolutely. What's happening?
It's trees, Nick.
The trees will do it.
My neighbours had trees against my fence, and I've been trying to get them cut down. I actually cut the ones that were over my fence off, and so he's gone to his friends and said, we're going to come back and chat to you about this. So I don't like it. Anyway, so I said, sorry, but apparently you can, if they're over your fence, cut them down. But I threw them back in his yard because now I haven't got the money to clean them up. And so now he's sort of threatening me. So, yeah, it's been pretty heavy. And then the other night I had my bins out the front and I don't know, someone turned them upside down near my place too.
Oh, no, it's getting nasty.
Yeah, I've tried to be really good, you know, and yesterday his cat was in the tree, so I thought I'll try and help get it down, you know, and then he accused me for trying to cut the trees again, so it's not good. It's not, and this has been going on for a while.
Yeah, how long?
4.5 years.
Oh, wow. How do you cope with having a neighbour that you just don't get on with? Like, if you pull up in the driveway at the same time, what do you guys do? You know, next to each other.
They don't look at him. My kids play with his kids. That's okay. No, we do that. But he's just, I don't know, they're just a bit strange sometimes.
It is tough when you have feuding neighbours.
Yeah, but we get together at Christmas, so work that out.
Wow. I guess Christmas is a time when you leave the trees out of it, mate.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Have a great day, mate.
Love your show, love. Thanks.
Taking your calls this morning on neighbourhood disputes, 654-11981. Jamie, have you had a neighbourhood dispute?
Catherine, I have, really. I'm new to... I've just bought a house, so no.
Oh, is there anything that, like, would frustrate you that your neighbours might do, like paint their... Because somebody has actually painted their house the same colours as up. Would it annoy you if your neighbour painted their house a crazy colour or did something stupid?
It'd certainly stand out, wouldn't it?
It would certainly fully stand out. Now, we are taking your calls, neighbourhood disputes, 654-11981.
Power FM's Good Breakfast is heading to the...
98.1 Power FM, it's Brekkie with Nick. It is just on 7:43 this morning. Yesterday, I was sitting with our drive announcer, Crossy, and something's been bugging me, and I knew he was the right person to talk to. Something's been brought to my attention. Like, this is not a new thing to me, but I am finding it incredible how many hours people invest into video games. Now, you have recently, we had a conversation before you went on leave, you have recently spent a lot of your leave time in the gaming world.
I do. It's one of my things that I get a lot of enjoyment out of. I can't sit there and watch TV because TV is so passive. I like to be engaged in it, an active participant in the video gaming. And my family, also the rest of us, the daughter, the girlfriend, we're all big into gaming.
It's something that I totally see it. I've never got into it. I think because I really, my hand and eye coordination really sucks at things like that. But I've never, what's the most amount of time you reckon in any one block of period of time you've spent gaming?
Oh, God. Well,
my question is because, like, I'd forgotten about it, but somebody reminded me. My old housemates years ago, they used to have, like, parties where they got together, and for the whole weekend, like, all the boys would bring around, and for
land
some
parties.
Reason it was, yeah.
Land party. I know
and
what you're talking about.
This is this new phrase to me. I didn't know it had a name, and I've just discovered it was a LAN party. And they used to all bring their laptops or computers or whatever around, and they'd hook them all up, and for 3 days in a row, they would just game and game and game and game. And they'd, like, order pizza, and they would not stop. This is incredible.
My girlfriend was big into LAN parties. I never really got into it. I'm more of a solo type of person. It's just the lack of friends is what it is.
Explains a lot.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, you know what? I would have to say that there would be very rarely a day that I don't go by without, at the very least, picking up my mobile phone and playing whatever game I might be into at the point in time.
Well, this was my thing, so I wanted to find out a couple of questions. Crossy, you've answered a few. I want to take it to the streets of Muswellbrook and find out what are people gaming at the moment and how long have they spent gaming.
Hi, this is Annie and Jason from Power FM.
For Harvey Norman, Muswellbrook Fair, your premium Optus dealer.
Yeah, I wanted to know about gaming. What are the top trending games at the moment around the Upper Hunter? Plus, how many hours do really people spend on gaming? Well, I took it to the streets. Okay, Kyle from Muswellbrook, I'm getting to the bottom of what is the most popular game around in Muswellbrook at the moment. What do you reckon?
It's got to be the Call of Duty series. As much as I want to disagree with that, it has to be. Yeah.
What are the other popular things that are going up against it?
Minecraft.
Minecraft?
The children love Minecraft. And, well, adults as well.
How many hours can you personally play a video game
for? Oh,
days?
8 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Ben from Aberdeen, what's your favourite game?
Probably Titanfall at the moment.
What's that?
It's a first-person shooter, it's a rival Call of Duty on the Xbox One and Xbox 360.
I actually have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, they're the best consoles at the moment.
All right, how many hours can you play a video game for?
From when I wake up until I go to bed.
Oh! Do you need to take pee breaks?
See, the controller's wireless.
I'm Jaden, and I live in Muswellbrook too.
What's your favourite game?
Terraria, for sure. It's sort of like 2D Minecraft, where you have to survive, like, practically the apocalypse, sort of. Now I've spent 260 hours on it so far.
Whoa! That's epic, dude. High five!
And yeah! Somehow I have a girlfriend.
She is a patient girlfriend. From
Muswellbrook.
Do you have an old school game that, like, okay, so, like, remember Tetris?
Oh, Mario.
No, awkward time. Mario.
I wasn't a big fan of Mario.
Whoa.
I feel like part of my life may have just ended. But what about Happy Mushrooms? Everyone likes Happy Mushrooms.
Yeah, I like Happy. I just don't like Mario. I like Luigi.
Okay.
Luigi's all right.
Yeah. What about, what's the longest you've ever had a session?
Probably 3 days. 3 days. 3 days.
It has a name?
Yeah, it's called a LAN party.
God, there's so much in my life I've missed out on.
I have just learnt so much about gaming, and I have a funny little story about something that I did get into in gaming. It is Brekkie with Nix. I'll tell you that up next. Power FM 98.1.